Listeners, you are tuned in to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland and KQAC HD3 Portland. Find us at 107.1 and at 91.1 on Portland's FM dial. Find us streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. I am Encyclopedia Sound, and this is Tropicology, great rare groove music from Africa, Brazil, and Latin America. Listeners, this is a playlist dedicated to guaguancó from Cuba, the primary rhythm behind Cuban rumba music. In the first hour, we heard the origins of guaguancó in Cuba, starting with the percussion and vocal roots of the music and stretching through the 1950s when guaguancó fusion started to create the foundation for future salsa music. In the second hour, we're going to hear that sound evolve through the modern era, but the first stop this hour is actually outside the rumba capitals of Matanzas and Havana. The guaguancó sound spread out from these cities to become popular in other parts of Cuba and the Caribbean. Perhaps audiences nearby were excited to hear the unmistakable sound of African drumming featured loud and proud at the center of popular recorded music. Inevitably, the music absorbed different influences in different regions. I hear more of a carnival flavor in the guaguancó from these places further east, with a hint of Haiti in the rhythm section. We will hear from the city of Santiago in eastern Cuba, along with Guadeloupe in the next set. This is Tropicology.
Hoy vengo a verte de día, porque de noche no puedo.
Pero que no te vaya para el monte. Pero que no te vaya para el monte.
Paloma, no vaya al monte, porque me daría dolor verte un día prisionera en manos de un cazador.
Pero que no te vaya para el monte. Pero que no te vaya para el monte.
Palomita de mi vida,
que no te vaya para el monte.
Yo quiero verte vivir.
Pero que no te vaya para el monte.
Paloma mía, tú ves.
Pero que no te vaya para el monte.
Con mi ritmo que te invita. una suavecito a guaracha.
Guaguancó,
sabroso.
Guaguancó,
mi ritmo.
Como tiene cosas cubitas, como tiene cosas bonitas, como tiene cosas cubitas, como tiene cosas bonitas.
Ay, como tiene cosas, Cuba linda que tú no. Tenemos la linda Habana, de Cuba la capital, Pinar del Río Matanza, Santa Clara, Camagüey, la brava tierra de Oriente.
Como tiene cosa cubita, como tiene cosa bonita, como tiene cosa cubita, como tiene cosa bonita.
Ay, como tiene cosa, Cuba linda que son todo. La playa de Varadero, las cuevas que me llaman, Soroa, el pico Trujillo, el gran valle de Viñales, 160 centrales que usted puede visitar. Como tiene cosita cubita, como tiene cosa cubita,
como tiene cosa cubita, como tiene cosa bonita.
Bonita, bonita, bonita mi Cuba, como tiene cosa bonita,
como tiene cosa bonita.
Santo Domingo. El grupo Los Gringos de Guadalupe les está saludando a todos también en Venezuela. ¿Y qué va? Wow. Vamos a tocar un ritmo que les gusta a todos para agradecer a todos los pueblos que adoran la salsa. Lo sabe toda la gente. ¡Claro que sí! Mucho fuego en mi corazón y mucho sol. Cantantes latinos como Cheo, Bobby Cruz y Miranda, wow. Sin olvidarse Celia Cruz y la OE, lo sabe. Justo Betancourt y Adalberto, el Conde también y Andy Montañez. Mira lo que viene: Ismael Rivera y La Lupe, Roberto Carlos y Chivirico. Lo sabe, oiga bien lo que voy a decir. ¡Wea!
El sabor de la salsa me encanta, el sabor. Sí,
pregunta nada más, pregunta nada más.
El sabor de la salsa me encanta, el sabor. Sí,
Eso es gritando como un perro. Pacheco y Ricardo, los gigantes del nuevo fuego, que queman todos los pueblos, que tiene mucho sol en su corazón. Johnny Ventura y sus merengues, Pareto y sus manos duras. Gracias a todos por eso, y conmigo cantamos con alegría. Ahí no va.
El sabor de la salsa me encanta, el sabor, sí.
Wow.
El sabor de la salsa me encanta, el sabor, sí.
Muy bien la flauta.
this is Tropicology, and I am Encyclopedia Sound, today playing a history of Rumba and Guaguancó music from Cuba. The godfather of the Rumba movement was Arsenio Rodriguez, perhaps the single most important composer and bandleader in Cuban history. He was certainly the most important pioneer to popularize African drumming and Santeria culture in the popular music scene. Rodriguez was born into a very poor family in Matanzas province in 1913. He was blind. The popular story is that he was kicked by a mule as a child, but that may be folklore. His uncle was an accomplished rumbero who taught him to play the drums. Sometime in his childhood, however, Rodriguez switched to the tres, a slightly smaller cousin of the guitar with three pairs of double strings spaced wide apart from each other along the neck. At that time, the tres was in demand as the string instrument in the typical Cuban son band. The tres is not designed for the flowery passages of Spanish guitars. Instead, it falls in with the rhythm section, providing forceful, repeated harmonic plucking reminiscent of the African sansa. Rodriguez moved to Havana around 1933 and began playing with the popular son bands of that era. He formed his own band in 1940, and the success of his bands in this decade cemented many now-standard conventions in Cuban popular music, including the presence of conga drums, along with prominence for trumpet and piano. Arsenio relocated to the United States in 1952 and continued recording, but his music did not achieve commercial success in this country. He died in Los Angeles in 1970. We will hear from Arsenio in this next set. You are listening to Tropicology.
mucho. Ahora sí verán por qué. Ahora sí. Cuando yo llego a mi casa, ella me mima y me abraza. Oye, papito, me dice que quiere comerte papá hoy para empezar. Quiero que tú me hagas de esos platicos sabrosos, como tú sabes, mi prieta, que a tu papito le gustan, camina y prende el fuego.
Camina y prende el fuego.
Thank you.
music lovers, we are approaching the end of today's episode of Tropicology. If you would like to see some of the records and artists featured on today's show, you can check me out on Instagram. Look for @EncyclopediaSound or search for #Tropicology or #XRayFM. Here you can see album cover artwork for some of the music featured in today's show. Through the 1940s and early 50s, Cuban rumba could arguably be called the most exciting or even dangerous music in the Americas based on the strong presence of African drumming. But after the advent of electric music in the mid-50s, rumba could not compete with rock and roll for the attention of young and rebellious audiences. By the 1960s, before salsa emerged, there was a time when guaguancó appeared to be headed down the same path as Cuban son, a music preserved only by a handful of devoted fans and aging musicians. If you check out albums from this period, there is often an angle about preserving cultural heritage, that sort of thing. It did not seem to be a living tradition. Of course, true guaguancó lived on in neighborhood gatherings in Cuba, but rumba was not selling many records at home or in the U.S. But the rumba story took an unexpected turn around 1970 with the emergence of the salsa movement. Salsa has direct roots in rumba, both in the music and the dance. The emergence of salsa generated more interest in rumba, also leading to the emergence of timba music and dancing in Cuba. Young people again became interested in Latin music and Latin dance, giving rumberos a new market in need of their drumming services. This seems to have breathed new life into the rumba movement. There was new interest in recording traditional rumba and guaguancó artists, and tourists took interest in the music as well. We will hear some modern rumba fusion and salsa music at the end of the set here. I am Encyclopedia Sound. Thank you for listening to Tropicology.
No. coge el piano.
Se me quitan las ganas.